kuuntelet Otavan äänikirjaa.
Owner, The Story of Orda's Invest by Terho Pustinen. Translated from the original Finnish by Christian London. Published by Otava Publishing Company in 2025. Audiobook narration by Gary Anello. Tikkurila. Elisa Markula settled into the hairdresser's chair. It felt wonderful. As CEO of a publicly traded company, Markula worked long days. There weren't many moments she could shut out the world and spend time with her thoughts, or not think about anything. Those moments were a luxury. Markula had been relaxing at the salon for a while when her phone rang. A name appeared on the screen. Jari Paasikivi. This was a call she could not reject. Even though the hairdresser was still in the middle of the cut, it was her boss, board chair of the paint company Tikkurila. Paasikivi didn't speak long. He informed Markula the Tikkurila board had received a letter. The Dutch company Asko Nobel had made a non-binding proposal to buy 100% of Tikkurila's shares. The Security Markets Act and Limited Liability Companies Act obligated the Tikkurila board to determine whether the proposal was in the shareholders' best interests. Jari reminded Markula of the importance of confidentiality. Only a small inner circle was privy to the existence of the proposal. Markula now belonged to this circle. The date was October 6, 2020. A shiver ran up Markula's spine. Here we go, she thought to herself. Is this already the end? Markula had taken charge of Tikkurila 2 years before. Jari Paasikivi's directness had made an impression on her during the recruitment interview. He was one of the most prominent and influential figures in Finnish business, but communication with him was smooth and uncomplicated. Jari didn't put on airs or pretend to be something he wasn't. Whip this company into shape, he had instructed her. Stepping in as a new CEO is never easy, but Markula felt she'd had Jari's strong support. For Markula, trust was almost like bread and water, a benefit of a good relationship without which she'd found it hard to breathe. Tikkurila's new top executive knew what decision she could make on her own and which required her boss's blessing. She'd been granted more freedom as trust had grown. Markula had put together a team she felt was rock solid. She'd brought in new people for nearly all upper management positions, and she and her new colleagues had drafted a 3-point program centered on growth, profitability, and culture. The new executive team had begun transforming a seemingly fragmented company into a unified Tikkurila. All 11 national subsidiaries had been brought into the tight but warm embrace of the central kitchen, as Markula put it. It was important to quickly banish any sense of failure. Markula wanted to replace it with a culture of winning. In her previous role as senior VP of the Polig Group's coffee division, Markula had learned the power of a strong corporate culture. It allowed a company to create a model that implemented the strategy through daily routines and channeled it into action. Markula felt people generally grasped what strategy meant. The what of it was relatively easy to lead, but the how could be trickier. And failure at the latter meant the former wouldn't be carried out. Without a vigorous culture, not much would happen. Strategy doesn't accomplish anything. PowerPoints don't accomplish anything. People accomplish things. Simple to grasp, hard to execute. Good God, Markula often thought to herself, how many empty words there are in this world. With the help of her team, Tikkurila's new CEO had established goals that were easy to remember. Tikkurila meant to double its profits and grow faster than the market. The paint company had also decided to pull out of countries where it had been banging its head against the wall too long. Things hadn't gone perfectly. The COVID pandemic had thrown a wrench in the plans, and the new CEO hadn't been able to commit all employees to the change. But most were experiencing greater job satisfaction than in the past. Employee commitment had increased, as had pride in the decades-old paint company's brand. Profits had turned the corner too. This was why the call from Jari Paasikivi felt so bad. Markula's reactions were sadness and pain at the potential loss, although she couldn't say the proposal had come as a complete surprise. During Markula's